News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Lowering, this is very interesting, the voting age to 16 is a discussion worth having, so says Education Minister Norma Foley and other, I think, politicians, Regina Doherty and Micheál Martin among them, have been discussing this as well. And Callum Hederman, a social activist, joins us this morning. Do you agree a younger voting age, is that a good thing?
Good morning, Ciara. Good morning, Ciaran. I think, or Shane, I think, look, it's a discussion worth having completely. I think it's welcome news. And it's not only been a discussion worth having today or for the last week, it's been there for quite some time. You know, we had recommendations from the Convention on the Constitution back 2012, 2013, 2014 that recommended this, and successive governments haven't implemented it. So I think when we look at the international sphere, it's also something that the discussion hasn't just started on. It's been there for years across Europe. You know, if you look at Austria, Malta, Belgium in the European elections, Estonia in the local elections, Germany in the European elections as well, some local municipalities in Scotland and Wales, you know, this practice has been implemented and we've seen young people go out to vote already.
And to be honest, you're kind of pushing an open door at me, because I'm inclined to agree with you, but lots of people don't. And what about the people who say, sure, they're 16, they can't drive a car, they can't get married, they can't vote, they can't drink. These are all groups of things. How can somebody not be allowed to take a drink, but they could be involved in deciding the fate of government?
There's another side to it as well in terms of that responsibility. People can get their driver's license at 16. They can drop out of school. They can travel abroad on their own. They can pay tax on income, an income that's already lower than the normal minimum wage standard as well. So I think for me, when I'm looking at it, there's a couple of kind of key factors that this really drives. But I suppose leading into the elections that we have coming up in the next month, you know, there's been a massive sign of proof that young people do have a voice and young people do deserve that constitutional voice. We've got over 200 candidates in the local elections between the age of 18 and 35. You know, young people can see themselves in politics now. But I think fundamentally the big piece is that, you know, that by implementing the vote at 16 years of age or 17 years of age, first of all, you're kickstarting this kind of lifelong voting pattern, where young people are voting at a younger age, and that is...
So you're recruiting Democrats is what you're saying?
Democratic values. You know, we've seen across the world that democratic backsliding has been taking place all over the world. And I think at any time it's really important not only that we broaden our electorate to actually have more people voting, but I think as well it really incentivizes all the generations, if there's a broader electorate, to get out there and turn out and vote. Because every generation,
because the oldies don't want the younger ones to sway the vote too much away from their needs. One of the other things that people say kind of against this is, well, young people, they don't have a clue. They don't know enough to vote. They don't know enough about politics, and they're too easily manipulated as well. What do you say to that?
I wouldn't agree. I think that, you know, we see that young people are at the forefront of the social movements that are across Ireland, any social movement over the last couple of years or in history, that young people have been at the forefront. But I think as well what we're seeing is that young people, especially coming out of their leaving cert or going through their leaving cert, and also going into college, have been extremely active on issues. And I think that, you know, we've seen a lot of developments in education in terms of the politics and society module or class in secondary school, whether it's developments in CSPE in different areas. But that in general, we've seen that young people are really aware. And that, I suppose, there's an interesting one for me when I look at the Scottish referendum in 2014. That there was a study done that you know, young people were granted the right to vote 16 and 17 in the referendum, and that what the studies found was that instead of not voting, young people were more likely to go and ask questions and find the answers and share with the people that they knew.
I have great faith in young people, actually. So, and I think it's a very interesting conversation point. Thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Callum Hederman there, social activist. You agree, Shane? Disagree?
No, but I thought Callum spoke really well and articulated the case really well. I don't agree. I think 18 is fine. I wouldn't change it.
Let us know what you think out there this morning. I'd go 16. Let's put up a Twitter poll.
Why not 14?
Listen, you. Thin end of the wedge.
12.
Thin end of your burk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.